The dimly lit holographic art gallery had changed again, this time to a collection of remarkably similar flame-shaped works that seemed to pulsate and alter in form as Pelion moved carefully between the pedestals. He studied them as he walked, wondering where this batch had come from.
"Have you found them, Captain?"
Thrawn asked as Pelion reached the double display circle. He braced himself.
"I'm afraid not, sir. We'd hoped that with the arrival of local nightfall, we'd be able to get some results from the infrared sensors. But they don't seem able to penetrate the tree canopy either."
Thrawn nodded.
"What about that pulse transmission we picked up just after sundown?"
"We were able to confirm that it originated from the approximate location of the crash site,"
Pelion told him.
"But it was too brief for a precise location check. The encrypt on it is a very strange one. Decrypt thinks it might be a type of counterpart coding. They're still working on it."
"They've tried all the known rebellion encrypts, I presume?"
"Yes, sir. As per your orders."
Thrawn nodded thoughtfully.
"It looks like we're at something of a stalemate then, Captain. At least as long as they're in the forest. Have you calculated their likely emergence points?"
"There's really only one practical choice,"
Pelion said, wondering why they were making so much of a fuss over this.
"A town called Hilliard City, on the edge of the forest, and almost directly along their path. It's the only population center anywhere for more than 100 kilometers. With only the one survival pack between them, they almost have to come out there."
"Excellent," Thrawn nodded. "I want you to detail 3 squads of stormtroopers to set up an observation post there. They're to assemble and depart ship immediately."
Pelion blinked.
"Stormtroopers, sir?"
"Stormtroopers,"
Thrawn repeated, turning his gaze to one of the flame sculptures.
"Better add 1/2 a biker scout unit, too. And 3 chariot light assault vehicles.
"Yes, sir,"
Pelion said cautiously. Stormtroopers were in critically short supply these days. To waste them like this on something so utterly unimportant as a smuggler squabble.
"Card lied to us, you see,"
Thrawn continued, as if reading Pelion's mind.
"Whatever that little drama was this afternoon, it was not the common pursuit of a common thief. I'd like to know what, in fact, it was."
"I don't think I follow, sir."
"It's very simple, Captain,"
Thrawn said, in that tone of voice he always seemed to use when explaining the obvious.
"The pilot of the chase vehicle never reported in during the pursuit, nor did anyone from Card's base communicate with him. We know that. We'd have intercepted any such transmissions. No progress reports, no assistance requests, nothing but complete radio silence."
He looked back at Pelion. "Speculation, Captain."
"Whatever it was,"
Pelion said slowly,
"it was something they didn't want us knowing about. Beyond that,"
he shook his head,
"I don't know, sir. There could be any number of things they wouldn't want outsiders to know about. They are smugglers, after all."
"Agreed."
Thrawn's eyes seemed to glitter.
"But now consider the additional fact that Card refused our invitation to join in the search for Skywalker, and the fact that this afternoon he implied the search was over."
He raised an eyebrow.
"What does that suggest to you, Captain?"
Pelion felt his jaw drop.
"You mean that was Skywalker in that skip ray?"
"An interesting speculation, isn't it?"
Thrawn agreed.
"Unlikely, I'll admit, but likely enough to be worth following up on."
"Yes, sir."
Pelion glanced at the chrono, did a quick calculation.
"Though if we stay here more than another day or two, we may have to move back the Sluis Van attack."
"We're not moving Sluis Van,"
Thrawn said emphatically.
"Our entire victory campaign against the Rebellion begins there, and I'll not have so complex and far-reaching a schedule altered. Not for Skywalker, not for anyone else."
He nodded at the flame statues surrounding them. "Sluisi art clearly indicates a biannual cyclic pattern, and I want to hit them at their most sluggish point.
We'll leave for our rendezvous with the inexorable and the cloaking shield test as soon as the troops and vehicles have been dropped. 3 squads of stormtroopers should be adequate to handle Skywalker, if he is indeed here. His eyes bored into Pellion's face. And to handle Card, he added softly. If he turns out to be a traitor...